This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Saturday his nation's military would clear terrorists from its border in northern Syria if the Kurdish YPG militia does not leave by a deadline agreed upon by Turkey and Russia. He said if they do not carry out it, if it continues to carry out its attacks from inside or outside a 30-kilometer-long strip, that Turkey would chase them to wherever they flee and do whatever is necessary. A deadline of 1500 UTC Tuesday was determined in a deal agreed upon by Erdogan and Russian President Vladimir Putin. The Turkish president also repeated his threat to open the gates for refugees to head to Europe if European countries did not support Ankara's plan for a safe zone in northeast Syria, where Erdogan wants to resettle refugees currently in Turkey. Russia, meanwhile, said its military police and Syrian border guards would facilitate the removal of Kurds from within 30 kilometers of the Turkish border. Clashes between police and militant elements of a huge crowd of demonstrators in Barcelona transformed part of the city into a battleground Saturday as another day of pro-independence demonstrations turned violent. About 10,000 protesters surrounded police headquarters, with some throwing paintballs, water bottles, and other projectiles at police. Officers carrying shields and batons and backed by armored vans responded with charges in an attempt to disperse the crowd. Earlier, hundreds of thousands of people marched in the city streets against the imprisonment of 9 separatist leaders for their roles in an illegal 2017 secession bid. Earlier this month, Spain's Supreme Court sentenced the 9 Catalan officials to between 9 and 13 years in prison for sedition. This is VOA News. At least 7 people have been killed in Iraq on a second day of protests against Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi's government. As Edward Uranian reports, at least the deaths follow the deaths of at least 50 people in Iraq on Friday.
Hundreds of protesters continued to show their discontent Saturday in the streets of the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, demanding political reforms and an end to widespread government corruption. Iraqi Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi complained in a televised address, however, about what he called the contradictory demands of protesters. He says that he's startled to see many of those who were opposed to reform because it was allegedly being pushed by outside forces now are calling on the government to step down. Despite attempts to call parliament into session Saturday, no quorum was reached to hold a meeting. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Late Saturday, in an effort to contain violence, Prime Minister Mahdi ordered members of the country's elite counterterrorism service onto the streets of Baghdad and the southern city of Nasiriyah. British police in Essex say all of the 39 victims found dead in a truck container in southeastern England have been recovered and are in a mortuary awaiting autopsies. Detective Chief Inspector Martin Passmore says the victims have not been identified and very few documents were found with their bodies.
We cannot realistically speculate at this time about the nationality of all of our deceased within that vehicle. What I can say now is that all of our victims have been recovered. They are all now at Broomfield Hospital and they will be undergoing post-mortems.
Passmore said he met Saturday with the Vietnamese ambassador, meanwhile, amid reports on social media that many of the victims were from Vietnam. British police have charged a truck driver with 39 counts of manslaughter and conspiracy to traffic people in connection with the deaths in the back of the truck that he was driving. A senior U.S. diplomat on Saturday offered what congressional Democrats characterized as corroborating testimony in the impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump. Philip Reker, the acting Assistant Secretary of State for European and Eurasian Affairs, met for nearly 8 hours with the House of Representatives Foreign Affairs, Intelligence, and Oversight Committees behind closed doors at the U.S. Capitol. Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff said the inquiry is making rapid progress. They are focusing on whether President Trump withheld military aid to Ukraine in exchange for an investigation into his political rivals. For more, log on to voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.